I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios. A very quiet Friday edition of the show. But even though we don't have NBA, of course, NASCAR has canceled the broadcast on Sunday, so we won't have NASCAR racing this weekend here on KOAL either. We have no baseball. We have nothing going on locally, but we still have one thing that can pull us through, and that's the NFL draft. We know that's going to take place. We just don't know in what fashion. Joining us right now to have a conversation about that, we have Antoine Staley of Athlon Sports and also Panthers Wire with the USA Today. Antoine joined us throughout the entire college football season. He also votes for the Heisman Trophy. Antoine, a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I wish it was under better circumstances, but yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have nothing going on right now, and that's okay. I know that right now the most important thing is everyone's health, making sure that everybody stays safe. But we still have a lot of sports talk that we can get into, and I know that you cover the NFL again, focusing on the Carolina Panthers. And so the NFL draft, it's about a month off. Still, we know this is going to take place. Again, as I mentioned, we just don't know what fashion. I would have to guess that it's not going to take place live at the Bellagio on the water the way it was originally presented, but we do know the draft will take place. Maybe it's old school, right? A la 1980s once again.
Yeah. Back then, I know players just got phone calls that they had been drafted. Obviously, I'm sure it'll probably be on TV, but as far as having a whole bunch of people there and like this big ordeal like I was in Nashville last year, with everything's going on, yeah, I have a hard time believing that's going to happen, and I have a hard time believing some people would want to go, considering what's all going on right now. So, yeah, I think the best thing to do is just probably have it more like they do in MLB, where they'll have representatives there and some players there, not all of them. And you find out you get drafted and, you know, you report to camp probably like a week later. So, yeah, I definitely think that'll probably be what the case is for this upcoming thing. It's unfortunate because Vegas was, you just got the Raiders there. They were dependent on a lot of people coming out there for the draft, but bigger things are going on in the world right now, so you kind of take a step back and deal with everything that's going on.
Yeah, and look, as far as the draft is concerned, it's built for Vegas. It is. It's just built for Vegas, especially with the way the draft has really evolved over the last 10 to 15 years. But with that being said, let's take a look at the draft stock, Antoine. Again, I know that you have been covering this extensively, of course, with your work with Athlon and college football and your work with the Carolina Panthers. Has there been anything that has caught your eye in the form of draft stock climbing or dropping over the last couple of weeks?
It's been a few people. I know the people want to talk about the quarterbacks. I guess we could start there, specifically Justin Herbert and Jordan Love. I think those are the two guys that have been talked about. Obviously, people are talking about Joe Burrow. I know he's going to go to the Bengals. Tua is Tagovailoa expected to go anywhere from 2 to 5, although I don't think the Redskins are probably going to take him. I'm sure they're trying to get to generate interest, like they are going to take him so they could possibly see what they can get for the number 2 pick. And then after that, it's a lot of questions. Who's going to be the third quarterback taken? Is it going to be Herbert, who had a really good combine there? His stock is going up, depending on who you may talk to. And Jordan Love also had a really good combine there as well. It's both of those guys expected to be taken in the first round, probably anywhere from, I guess, number 5, depending on what happens with Tua, to anywhere in the 20s. So, yeah, everyone knows this is a quarterback-needy league, especially even though we're going to have, like, the free agency expected to have a lot of guys that are going to be available this upcoming, whatever free agency takes place. But, yeah, I expect those guys going to be taken pretty early. And that's really the main thing there. Everybody's kind of talking about there, just the up and down and how good their interest is going up.
I don't think that there's much debate. Maybe you will differ with me on this. I mean, you're talking about the quarterback spot. But, Antoine, I believe it's pretty clear cut. The best player in this draft is Chase Young, and he's going to fall into the hands of whoever has the number two pick, be it Washington or someone else. To me, it's very similar to what happened last year with Bosa. I believe Chase Young's the best player in this draft, and I think it does fit for someone like Washington at number two. You're going to get the best player. You're not going to have to give anything up. If you want to move back, sure, you could. Maybe if somebody wants a quarterback at number two. But to me, Chase Young is the best player in this draft.
Yeah, it's no question. I think it's a slammed up pick. I would definitely take him number two if you're the Redskins. And again, so this is something that nobody's really talking about. He's from the area. He grew up outside of D.C. in the Maryland area. He knows the Redskins pretty well. He's obviously, as you said, I think the best player in the draft, even with Joe Burrow there as well. You never have too many pass rushers, and you got a defensive head coach in Ron Rivera who loves to get out the quarterback. And you saw that with the Panthers last year. Even as bad as the Panthers were, they're second in the league in total sacks last year. So, yeah, I expect them to take Chase Young there. I know they're talking about Tua and other guys there in the draft, but I have a hard time believing you pass up on a possible generational talent. And we saw what Bosa did for the 49ers last year, and I expect Chase Young probably to do something similar for the Redskins this upcoming year as well.
I would agree. And in the middle of the field, we can't forget about Isaiah Simmons as well, coming out of Clemson. He's got to be a top three, top two prospect. I don't know if too many people would have him above Joe Burrow, but when you're just looking at sheer talent and the way they can impact the game almost immediately, this kid's a ball player as well.
Yeah, Isaiah, I think he could go anywhere from 3 to 7. I have a hard time believing. I know the Panthers would be interested in him at 7, but I have a hard time believing he would last that long. There, you got Detroit. Nobody knows exactly. That's really what the draft, I think, is going to start. You got Burrow. I think you got Young going 1 and 2, and then Detroit is interesting because I know a lot of people tried to put Tua there potentially, but you got Matt Stafford there, and you got Matt Patricia and the general manager Bob Quinn on the hot seat there. So it really doesn't make a lot of sense to take a guy that has some injury concerns there when your job is in the balance. So, yeah, and you already have – I think Stafford is a really good quarterback still too, even though he's coming off an injury situation. So, yeah, I expect them – they might take Simmons. They could go a lot of different ways there. They could go cornerback there because I know Darius Slay is potentially going to get traded from the Lions. So, yeah, they could go a lot of different directions there. But I do expect Isaiah Simmons either to go to the Lions, or you got the Giants at number four who could also use some offensive line help as well.
Offensive line is going to be key in this draft. There's a lot of quality offensive linemen I think that we'll see probably go within the top 10. I mean, you have Jedrick Willis, coming out of Alabama. He's been climbing draft charts over the last little while. Tristan Wirfs out of Iowa is another one. Mekhi Becton out of Louisville. This is a very interesting offensive line class, and I bring that up because once this guy declared, and I'm talking about Austin Jackson out of USC, a guy that we definitely paid attention to being a Utah Ute affiliate and following the Pac-12, I thought Austin Jackson had all the makings of being a top 15 pick. You look at draft boards now, for whatever reason, he has really slipped. Probably not even a top 5 offensive lineman at this stage.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's such a deep offensive line draft there. You also have Thomas there from Georgia, who also was thought to be a top 10 pick, a slam dunk when he announced he was coming out. And now he's not even mentioned as far as one of the top 3 or 4 offensive linemen there in the draft there as well. So, yes, it tells you how much depth it is, and also some of the players that also improved their position during the combine there as well. Either way, I expect a number of different, whether it's the guard, especially a lot of tackles, to be taken in the first round there, because even you got some teams that have some questions. I know the Chargers and the Panthers made a trade recently between each other as far as offensive linemen, but they both still have needs there. So they definitely could take an offensive lineman there. I mentioned the Giants there. You want to try to protect your young quarterback there, Daniel Jones. So you definitely have a need there. And the Browns, they definitely need to find a way. I know Baker Mayfield struggled last year, but they have to find a way to protect him, your young quarterback there, and give him some help.
Again, Antoine Staley joining us right now as we talk about the NFL draft. One thing that we know for certain will take place. Let's talk about the running back position, because right now, if you bring up running backs in the conversation with the NFL, people are going to point to Todd Gurley. They're going to point to Le'Veon Bell. They're going to point to Ezekiel Elliott. These are big money players, and it has not resulted in any sort of championship for any of these teams. Now, with that being said, I think the statistic was brought up. Highest paid leading rusher in the Super Bowl over the last 10, 12 years was making like $2 million. So with that, I guess in a copycat league, you would assume that running back, maybe not a hot commodity, but it could change the fortune of the draft. You have a guy like Jonathan Taylor, where if he's healthy, he's dynamic. He should be a first-round draft pick. Once you get past him, I know you have Swift coming out of Georgia. There's some interesting names at the running back spot as well.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins is a guy that I really looked at as well. I know the Dolphins have them for his interview, one of their 30 interviews they're allowed to have pre-draft during the pre-draft process. So, yeah, he's definitely a running back that I'm very interested in. He's a guy, I'm sure he's probably not going to be a first-round pick, but he's somebody that could be taken early in the second round there. Somebody I really like, was really dynamic. I thought he was a Heisman Trophy candidate there throughout the course of the year for Ohio State. It's just the fact that they have some other guys, obviously, in Young and Fields there that kind of overshadowed him. But, yeah, you're talking about a guy that can catch the ball out the backfield. He's a really good running threat. And somebody that can, like I say, do a lot of different things there for a team. So, yeah, if you're looking for somebody that's outside of that, I like him. Also, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's probably one of my favorite running backs in the draft there. I don't think he gets talked about a whole lot there. I think a lot of people are worried about his size there. Can he hold up? But this is a guy that I thought he was just as important and sort of, to the LSU offense as Joe Burrow last year. He took a lot of pressure off of Burrow and was able to run the ball pretty effectively too, and catch the ball as well. So, yeah, those are the two running backs out of the ones that everybody's talked about that I'm kind of taking a look at.
How does the current financial situation of the three running backs that I just talked about, how does that affect draft stock of running backs, or does it at all?
It's such a deep running back draft. So, yeah, I feel like I feel like Taylor and Swift are probably up there for me. If you feel like you can't get one of those, then, yeah, maybe you go after Dobbins or Helaire or some of the other guys there. But, yeah, I definitely think that it can make it from Florida State there as well. It's also a running back that I think could prove to be a solid player in the NFL as well. So it's such a deep running back draft, and along with wide receiver, too. I think it's one of the deepest running backs and wide receiver drafts I've seen in a while. So, yeah, I definitely think that if you have a guy that you're really sold on, then, yeah, you go and try to get them whenever you can. But if you have a guy, if you feel like it's not much separation between maybe a Taylor or a Dobbins or a Helaire or whatever, then you feel like you feel comfortable maybe waiting until the second or third round to possibly get in the running back there.
Antoine, in your mind, what is the most interesting storyline that you're paying attention to between now and the NFL draft?
Well, obviously, it's a lot of different things. Well, one is this collective bargaining agreement, is that going to go through? And are the players going to vote yes or no on that? And if they vote yes, and, you know, obviously that's going to change a lot of the way it seems to as far as the salary cap. And I know the Cowboys are interested to see what happens there because they have some guys that are free agents, obviously, Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. So that's probably the first thing I will look at there. We'll learn about that soon enough. And then also you got the Tom Brady saga. What's going to happen there? Is he going to return to the Patriots? Which I think he is. I think he just wants to be flirted and kind of courted by another team and see what that's like in the last stages of his career. Yeah, since he's been with New England so long, he just wants to see what's out there. But I think he'll realize the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and sometimes it's better to stay where you are, especially when you have somebody unknown with a new team and his age and, you know, him not being the same player that he used to be. So, yeah, I definitely think that would be something to keep an eye on there as well. So, again, free agency, the quarterbacks, and this quarterback, there's so many interesting names as far as the quarterbacks that's going to be available. And Phillip Rivers is another guy. Where is he going to go there? So, yeah, I definitely think those are the storylines that I'm looking at there.
It'll definitely be entertaining. And again, we're going to be putting a heavy focus on the NFL because right now, with everything being shut down, we know that the draft and we know that maybe free agency will begin the new league season for the NFL March 18th. So we're just a few days away from that. Antoine Staley, again, of Athlon Sports and also Panthers Wire with the USA Today. Antoine, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
You can find me at Antoine Staley on Twitter, and also at Athlon Sports there as well. And some colleges are still going on with spring practices. I know the University of Florida is. It's just going to be closed to the public, so you can read about some of the spring things that are going on there at Athlon Sports.
Always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time. Try to not become too bored. Try to stay entertained in some sense.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but yeah, I'm going to try.
Antoine, it's a pleasure. Thank you again.
Yes, sir.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return live from the Auto Forum Studios.